G'day, this is Nurki with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. This time yet again in the My Rights versus Your Rights pod thread in the Conspiracy Theories feed.
Warning, severe lack of tolerance and open-mindedness may cause offense. Please use in moderation.
A couple of responses to some of the previous podcasts. Number 26 was Relentless's response. She mentioned that people shouldn't be taking offense where offense is not intended. In this politically correct day and age, mostly we misinterpret people's intentions. We like to think that people would be honest with us, but unfortunately the nature of the beast is that humans lie. In misinterpreting people's intentions, we're actually assuming that they're lying. If we read straight into people's intentions and don't try and read behind what they're saying, then we're less likely to take offense. I've also come to the conclusion that the discussion behind my rights versus your rights is really an argument about my freedom of speech versus my acceptance and tolerance of others. When it comes down to it, most humans only really think about themselves, and when it comes to interacting with other people and trying to not offend other people, usually it just comes down to their tolerance of other people so much as how much they care about the other person. In response to Benevolent Heretics post number 27, BH sounds like an abbreviation of the word biatch when I say it out loud. So I'm not going to say it because it might offend you, but because it offends me. The belittling of women and using words like biatch and ho offends me because I see women as equals. I don't see them as pieces of meat and something to be treated like crap. So I'm just going to keep calling you Benevolent Heretic, no matter how hard and much of a tongue twister it is. You mentioned that we're all offended by something. Even Zen Buddhists are offended by something. It's how well we deal with the things that offend us, that separate us from the bigots. And by separation I mean distance, not as in differentiate us. You mentioned about saying the phrase, word up girlfriend, to Saffron and being good friends with someone and calling them names. A little example I could think of was that my mum and an Italian friend of hers a few years ago, whenever they'd meet each other, my mum would say to her friend, "Hey, how's my favourite wog?" And she'd say, "Hey, how's my favourite skip?" And neither of them meant any offence to it by saying that. But other people listening to them in public might take offence to it because they're seeing something out of context. Which brings me to the thing of seeing things out of context. In political correctness, we always try to see something behind what someone else is saying and take it into a different context. If we were more open-minded and trusted people more often without taking things completely out of context, we wouldn't have the problems of political correctness because less people would be offended. You said that some people are saying God is infused into the US government. I believe that swearing onto the Bible is an antiquated idea anyway. It's a few hundred years old, why do we even still do it? It's not so much a matter of whether or not it's a religious thing, it's antiquated, and to me having a control state or a proclaimed democracy which uses Christian minority methodologies in order to represent the populace, it's invalid. When I went to jury duty a few years ago, we were all asked to swear onto the Bible to say that we'd tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God, blah, 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 blah. I think there were 13 or so of us. Only two of us took what's called an affirmation, where when they did the swearing onto the Bible and swearing to God thing, we sat down and then we were told, we had to say something along the lines of, well, I can't remember what it was, but it was something more like integrity to the truth rather than swearing to the Bible and to God. Benevolent Heretic mentioned, "I let people know I didn't mean to offend them and hold them able to handle their own feelings. I also let them own being offended." Basically, taking offense at what other people say is just your own intolerance of other people's freedom of speech. Irregardless of someone else's intentions, if you'll take something out of context and see something else into what they're saying and get offended by it, then you need to raise your thresholds for taking in that offence. And one of the easiest ways to do that is to take full responsibility for your emotion relating to whatever it is that offends you. We have to hold ourselves accountable for our own emotions. And offense, like love, hatred, rage, fear, is an emotion. He who masters himself can conquer the universe. Or she, etc., whatever. You mentioned the KKK thing. I was definitely in no way supporting the KKK for anyone that was listening to this. I also meant no offense by mentioning the KKK. It's interesting that even the mention of the KKK might stir up offense in people, which brings me back to the taking things out of context thing. Benevolent Heretic said a very nice quote. It's in my own head. I've added meaning to what people have said. Exactly. Relates to responsibility and accountability for your own emotions and your own inabilities to handle things that offend you. It's not anybody else's fault that you're offended. It's your own. You also asked what that voice is at the end of my podcasts. It's just me saying infinite global consciousness. It was a couple of months ago in response to Yarko Finn's thread titled They, the one that he submitted for the conspiracy contest. I was basically just stating that they are doing everything, and the reason that they are copying what we do without directly seeing what we do is through the infinite global consciousness, which is the hypersoul or God or whatever you want to call it that links everyone's subconscious together. In response to number 28, which was Sophronia's response, she mentioned that just because someone's expressing their right to express racist views doesn't mean that I can't express my right to retaliate. Good on ya. Very true. In response to someone being offended by racists that hate people because of their skin, again, take responsibility for you being offended. Open your mind and think about other things than what is offending you. Some people might actually have a justifiable reason for doing the things that offend you. For example, say if I was a bigot and I didn't like Muslim people, I might be offended by a woman wearing a burqa in the street. Does that mean that her wearing a burqa is supposed to intend to make people offended? Or is it simply that I'm being irresponsible and not avoiding being offended? She has a perfectly justifiable reason for wearing the burqa, and I would have no reason to hate her for it if I knew that reason. I'm going to mention something about the KKK here. I'm not a KKK sympathizer, nor am I a member. I think that they're a bunch of retards. But however, they can be justified in some of the things that they do. Minus the whole killing black people thing. That's just wrong. Well, actually, everything they do is wrong, but they have some reasons behind doing it. Not just, oh my god, I hate black people, let's kill them all. In white supremacy, they may have seen their nation slowly being taken over and them becoming a minority in their own country, and the reaction to being oppressed by dozens of different minorities into your own minority group, hated in your own community a decade after having moved there and lived there your whole life even, comes white supremacy. Now, on the other end of the scale, black supremacy and hatred of the white man is a retaliation to the white man's oppression, or apparent white man's oppression of the black people throughout the years. To both these groups, the KKK and the pro-black movements, well, not pro-black movements, the anti-white movements, they are perfectly altruistic and justifiable self-protection methods. They think they're doing something right. To some people that don't know anything about either of the groups, it might be seen that they're simply racist, bigoted groups. But to some more informed people, they may not even seem racist at all. It's just that they're excluding some of the other minorities because of a reaction to the way they've been treated by them. For example, the original Nazi intention of the Jewish solution was that they wanted to create a state of Israel to get the Jews out of Germany. They did not originally want to exterminate the Jews, they just had nothing else to do with them after all their options for creating an Israel state were disappearing. Originally they were going to go to Madagascar to create the state of Israel, then that flopped. Then they were going to go to Palestine to do that, but that flopped. Then they decided to go to the Eastern Bloc, and then they saw heaps of resistance by the Russians, and that flopped. But in the meantime, they had to use the Jews for forced labor, because leaving them there to rot would have completely done nothing, and it would have been, in their eyes, a waste of resources to just leave them there and feed them and babysit them. But to the Nazis, they were doing something good for their community and their race, in retaliation to what they proclaimed was a Jewish takeover of their nation and their economy. Every apparent racist and bigoted group has their own justifiable reasons for doing what they do. It's our own intolerance of them that makes us offended by what they do. Sure, we're allowed to protect ourselves from them, but are we not just being as bad and intolerant as them in not giving them the benefit of the doubt? In being an open-minded person, we'd hope that we'd be giving everyone the benefit of the doubt rather than just dismissing people as you crazy racists or you crazy bigots or whatever. I'd just like to state that I don't support the racist movements, but I understand them. And understanding is the first step to tolerance and denying ignorance. Next topic. Sophronia mentioned something about the word up girlfriend thing. I'd just like to bring up the idea of fondness versus patronizing. In imitating and copying, say, an ethnic accent, we might be imitating them in order to flatter them. But other people might see that as patronizing them rather than us being fond of the person. Which brings me to the next post, which was number 29, Benevolent Heretics one. She mentioned that I wouldn't say word up girlfriend to a total stranger. In the argument of fondness versus patronizing, the acceptance of non-intention to offend also is strengthened with social connections. If we said word up girlfriend to a total stranger that was black, they might take offense at that, thinking that we're patronizing them. If we said, word up, girlfriend, to a dear friend of ours because we were fond of them, then they may not take offense to that. Which brings me back to the taking things out of context and not trusting people. Spending time with people and strengthening social interaction between them gives you more trust of the person. If we have an altruistic, universal trust of everybody that we meet, then we won't be reading negative intentions into what they say, if they don't mean anything by it. Benevolent Heretic said something along the lines of, they this and that and this and that, and that's how they are, saying that that's what someone said to her that was extremely racist. Now I get to bring up the conspiracy and forced intolerance relating to stereotypes thing being enforced by people inside the minorities. The divide-and-conquer method of this conspiracy theory relating to political correctness needs sympathizers, and the propaganda is working really well on them. For example, some of the leaders of the KKK might actually be CIA stooges or even Illuminati placemen, designed to agitate the KKK into hatred and bigotry, and totally warp the views of white protection. On a more noticeable scale, for example, some white middle-class people might be sympathizers, but with non-altruistic intentions. They might be anti-corporate, for example, and go around proclaiming that the corporations are evil and that we should take down the corporation and destroy the establishment, blah, 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 blah. But who are the people controlling them? Are they the divide-and-conquer placemen, the stooges, put in place in order to control and divide and conquer us? the conspiracy part behind political correctness may come down to simply agitators creating division between groups, but I can definitely foresee it being deeper than that. I'd also like to mention the social engineering principle behind making other people own their own ideas so that they can strengthen their opinion and justify their reasoning behind it. I did a podcast on the Delphi technique, which uses social engineering to make other people feel as though they own a predetermined agenda in order to give them, or in order to manipulate them into supporting the predetermined agenda. Is this the case in political correctness? Are we being controlled by forces leading the rest of us into division and a dualistic way of thinking? I'm black, they're white, I don't like them because they're white and they're different to me, etc., blah, 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 blah. Now, in response to Relentless's typed response in the pod thread, the KKK may be an organization intending to offend people, but isn't that still constitutionally protected? No matter how much of an asshole someone is, they still deserve First Amendment rights. If that weren't the case, George Bush would have been jailed years ago. And I'd like to ask the question that has anyone in America actually been imprisoned for offending someone, even non-intentionally, or were they just sued for punitive damages leading to mental disorders, etc.? Well, that's the end of this podcast. This is Nurki signing out from another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast.
Infinite global consciousness.